This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My phone just changed dad to capital D-A-S. What am I going to send Matthew Collar a text about? Das Boot? This phone. Dad, I can't write dad and have it not changed to Das. Right now, caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at KeyBank Center next Saturday, November 16th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. I told you the one yesterday.
I sent a one-word swear text to some friends of mine, and for the first time ever, my phone didn't autocorrect that word to something else,
like to DOS,
to duck, for instance.
I see.
This morning, I thought that was interesting. Like, why? What happened? Why do you know that? That's what you always discourage me from using that sort of language, phone. But here we are this morning. Fine, all bets are off.
That word has been added to my phone's vocabulary.
Yeah, but why not? It's stunning.
But changing money,
let alone how many times it's heard me say it, let alone typed it into my phone and had to correct it from duck. Yeah, you get the picture.
Changing money to Monet with a small M. I mean, I just don't, it doesn't make any sense what my phone
you
is
know my
to.
Favorite, my favorite one of these, if you'll allow here, just for one more little indulgence here before we get back to talking about the Colts or whatever we're doing. My wife and I will, like, she's at work, I'm at work, whatever. One or the other had gotten in the habit of texting, psst, I love you. Like, just psst. But so the first is P-S-S-T, psst, right? Mm-hmm. One time about 2 or 3 years ago when she did that to me, she was at work and I was here, it came pants.
Pants.
All caps.
Love it.
So now, like, for us, like, that's our little thing now. Like, I'll do, in the middle of the day, I just text her pants instead of psst. And I just love pants.
Works.
Yeah, pants.
Pants. Pants, always funny.
All caps with an exclamation point. Pants. It didn't have the exclamation point the time that she mistakenly sent me that, but I think it was all caps for some reason, which is a weird move by her phone.
You've added that.
And I added the exclamation point. But I said, like, did you mean to text me? Psst, and she's like, yep. So pants it is now.
Oh, boy. What are these phones doing to our brains?
Pants.
Here's Richard on WGR. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Of course. I wanted to mention, you. I caught a little bit of at the end of the cell, just getting off of work. You asked our concerns going forward. And actually, the concern that I have has been ongoing for almost the last month. This morning, Jeremy and Joe mentioned that the Bills like to be ran on.
Mm-hmm.
They rather give up the run than give up a long pass. My concern is 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage and 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. We're getting killed. They're running up the gut. I know they want them to run, but once they get the run going, then they start flipping it out to tight ends. Flipping it out to running backs out of the backfield, and we don't have the horses to keep up with those guys. Matt Milano's not in there. Bernard's in and out. Our linebackers, I mean, we had to call, you know, one guy off the couch last year. I mean, mm-hmm. for us to mm-hmm. run that kind of scheme or that kind of thought process where, yeah, just let them gash us for 200 yards up the gut as long as we don't give up, you know, touchdowns, it's going to bite us, especially when it comes to the Chiefs who can do all of that. Mm-hmm. They can turn it to Kelce, turn it to Hunt, and then now they got D-Hop, which is, I don't know why we didn't do that. I mean, come on, look at him. He's a world beater out there now. He got new legs from somewhere. But my concern is really how we're allowing teams to dictate us and how we want to play and how we are going to approach the game.
Well, I hear you on it being a concern. I think my coworkers, Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase from the morning show, have it exactly right. At least it lines up with how I view them, because I said the same thing yesterday or the day before. I think they want you to run it. Now, that doesn't mean, and by the way, they haven't given up 200 yards since maybe the last time they played the team they're playing this week.
It's just Baltimore.
Right. Right. Baltimore
this year
ran all over them, for
sure.
It's
the only team that's gotten to 150.
Yeah. So that's how they are set up. I mean, and I don't know. Where's the problem with the results? They're 7-2. I mean, I get it. Like, they want to be better at stopping the run. I'm sure Sean McDermott would tell you that, and not just in a coach-speaky kind of way. I think in private, like, yeah, I wish we were better at it. But if you're trading off what can hurt you more and what you're more worried about giving up, I think they're on the right side of this. I think the results speak for themselves. Sure, they will have weeks. Maybe this Sunday will be one where you actually, Richard, yourself might want to call us on Monday or even Sunday after the game and say, Bulldog, you told me not to worry about it. Yeah, I know. This guy could really sting them. He did the last time they played them. But I agree philosophically with what they are about doing. Would I like Oliver and Daquan Jones to do a better job in the middle of the line against some of that stuff? Absolutely. Bernard and Milano missing is a big deal. Bernard is back. Hopefully Milano gets back at some point. I think it's sound tactically. Taron Johnson's the best player, one of the best players on that entire defense. And guess who comes off the field if you change your philosophy? Like, he's not a linebacker. He's out there in place of a linebacker.
Well, I agree with really all this too. It's I think, Richard, you're a little bit kind of in different places, exaggerating the extent of the problem or the trouble they're having. Like, it's not 200 yards. I mean, Miami didn't run for 5 yards a carry, and they have Achane and a good passing. They couldn't get to 5 yards a carry. So I also think the Bills have it right. If you told me, well, I can't say this because it's probably game script dependent. I got Kansas City next week. I'm worried about Kareem Hunt. I couldn't be less worried about Kareem Hunt. I mean, I just couldn't care less about Kareem Hunt. They have Mahomes. I'm worried about him, and I don't want to lose to him. Every play where they hand the ball to Kareem Hunt, it should be a win for me. Even if it is 5 yards, I'll take it. And I think that goes the other way too, and it has for the last 5 years with the Bills. You play the Bills and they hand the ball to James Cook, yay for me. That's not going to hurt me. So, yeah, I mean, I know it's not going to be every play, but even this, Sneaky Joe had from DVOA, from Aaron Schatz, that the Bills run defense ranks highly.
Like sixth in the league, I think, by DVOA.
You know,
yes.
Yards per play, DVOA, total yards are giving up. They're like 11th maybe in the league. I don't think it's anything near a crisis. So if Kansas City wants to run the ball, good. If Indianapolis does, it's not as obvious because they don't have Mahomes. But I still think it's good. And I think if Indianapolis didn't have its head up, it's one of Bulldog's phone swear words, then they would have Richardson on the field in packages where I'd have to be a little bit sort of Baltimore savvy here. Mm-hmm. And like, mm-hmm. But they're just not a good organization at all. And they're, you know, they kind of suck. So I don't know. I think that it's a break for every team that they play, that at least to this point, we'll see if this week they would actually do that. But everything has been about how Richardson has been kind of banished. So I doubt I'll see it. But I like it for teams that have a running quarterback option to just make you a little bit less confident in what's coming defensively. But I don't know. I never played.
Right.
Seems kind of obvious.
I think we probably know where Flacco is going to be on Sunday.
In the pocket.
In the pocket, yeah. God help you if he tries to get out of there. God help him if he tries to get out of there, I should say.
Thanks, Richard. It's a popular sentiment, and I think you probably know that. And I don't know. I feel like it's overplayed. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.